Okay, so I am doing the powers and actions questionnaire just because that looks like a lot of fun and I don't know. Maybe it'll tell a lot about me. I'm not quite sure how everybody reads into these things. But if I could have three powers, no limits, what would I have? Basically, my number one is a shapeshifter because the way I see it, I don't know if this is considered a loophole or not, and there is an airplane flying over, but there have been airplanes all morning, and I am sorry, but I cannot stop that because I'll live like 9 miles away from an airport. So, it's very frustrating for me, and I apologize in advance. And now I'm talking about it, and I'm getting off topic. Anyways, three powers, no limits, definitely a shapeshifter. I don't know if it's considered a loophole or not, but the way I see it, if you're a shapeshifter, then you can pretty much shapeshift into whatever power you may need necessary. Now, while that is not exactly true, that's kind of how I see it. So, like, if I needed laser eyes, then I could, like, shape, change my eyes to be laser eyes and, whatnot. Which I think is really cool. Another thing I would love, and I know I saw this on Tumblr, like, a while back. I'm pretty sure everyone probably has, but, like, where it's the power to refill things. So, like, if your wallet's empty, refill your wallet. If your drink's empty, refill your drink. Stuff like that. I don't know what that would be called, though. I guess make stuff appear out of nowhere, but. Yeah, but would I be a hero, a villain, or simply blended in with everyone else? I would love to be a villain, but I lack the confidence. I mean, like, it's in my nature to be a hero, but at the same time, being a villain is so much fun. You get away with everything. So yeah. But when it came down to it, I'd probably just blend in with everyone else. Would I have a costume when it was time for me to use my superpowers, like tights, armor, capes, and whatnot? I would not have a cape. I have watched The Incredibles too many times to have learned my lesson on why I do not need a cape. I'd probably have some form of tights because yeah, I wouldn't want to get hurt. I would like to have, I would say leather, but I don't know. I'm not a very dark person, although I will totally, well, okay, this goes down to another question. I'll hold my statement. The governments around the world have started recruiting people with special abilities. How would you respond? I would hide from them. I don't, it would really freak me out, and I would try to do what I could to get people out who were, I don't, it depends, because I feel like that's an X-Men, and it's kind of like the whole, like, oh, they're recruiting people, but really they're just using them and experimenting on them and killing them and trying to change stuff, and that really freaks me out. I would definitely not want to be, with the government. Just freaks me out. Would you prefer to start a group of fellow supers or other humans or remain alone? I would probably remain alone. I would be worried about endangering people. I mean, I'm already kind of a loner anyway, so it's not that much different, I guess. I would just have more fun by myself. When we go on to create things and work on the internet, we tend to have masks we hide behind. Would you worry about? Definitely. I would. Not necessarily from the internet, because I wouldn't. I don't think I would talk about it. Unless I would, like, tell all y'all. All my friends on here, but. Then at the same time, like, oh, well, y'all already know what I look like. Darn. This is difficult. I feel like I wouldn't because it would be hard to track me because I'm not like, oh, my address is so and so. You know what I mean? And depending on what I could do, I would travel and do stuff to jack with people and freak them out. So, not necessarily freak them out, but like, then they couldn't connect the dots and whatnot. Would you prefer to travel light? And just on whatever powers you've chosen, or would you prefer a vehicle or ship? I would love to be a freaking badass and have a motorcycle. Like some tripped out, all black. Yeah. Just, yeah. And I would travel at night and I would be scary as frick. Come out of the shadows. I don't know. I say that, but like, if y'all have seen me, y'all so. That just doesn't look like me, but it is sometimes. It depends. And then during the day, I could have like a pink motorcycle or something. I don't know. The end of the world is coming along, and the military seemingly powerless against it. Would you step up and save the world, or use your abilities to go somewhere else? I feel like I would save it because I'd worry about everyone else and all my friends and family and whatnot. But then I would hate the publicity because I wouldn't like people like. Knowing who I am and whatnot. Sorry, I'm really fidgety this morning. If you got to choose up to three heroes or villains to work with, who would you choose? The Joker, for sure. I've always had, like, the... I don't know why. I honestly don't, but I've always had a crush on the Joker. The Goblin's son, because he was cute in Spider-Man. I don't remember the actor who played him. I don't know. That's probably not even real. I think he ended up getting killed or whatever, so he's kind of stupid. What else? Poison Ivy. Yep, she's cute. I feel like I'm purely basing this off of, like, how we would look together. Like, I'm just thinking, like, man, we would all be, like, the hottest fucking villains ever. This would be great. I don't know, yeah, that's just kind of what I'm thinking. I used to love Poison Ivy. Oh my gosh, this super... I say super old, but then... I remember how young I am compared to everyone else. Not that, like, y'all aren't old. I feel so mean for saying this, but, like, then y'all, like, say stuff to me, and you're like, you don't know anything. Like, you're too young, and blah, 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 so... I don't know, but anyways, I can't remember the name of it right now, but I'm pretty sure it was Arnold Schwarzenegger who played the Frozen Man or whatever. And this really old Batman and Robin movie, and they had Poison Ivy, and... that used to be, like, my favorite movie in the whole wide world. I'd watch it on VHS tape so much that it, like, got scratched and messed up. But, yeah, I loved it. So, there's that. Ages have passed and your time is near. People have been talking about your deeds, good or evil. Some of them wish to create a memorial to you. How would you prefer to be remembered? This is hard. Because I feel like if I'm a villain, I wouldn't have a memorial. Or I'd have a memorial built by, like... a whole bunch of rebels and whatnot, and it'd be kind of, like, badass, you know, sort of thing, but, I don't know, I feel like as long as I was mainly remembered by my family and friends and whatnot, I'd be good with just a regular thing, I guess, so, yeah, but, I mean, that kind of goes into, I don't want to say I have issues with death, but I just, It's a ramble for maybe Halloween, I guess. I don't want to talk about that this early in the year, but... Yep. So, yeah. As long as y'all remember me, I'd be fine. Thanks for listening, guys.